Yo guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Ramen Bangers podcast. Today, me and my co-host Preston are going to be talking about our Pokemon journey ever since the fourth gym, I believe, up
Yes.
until the fifth gym, which was Crasher Wake. Yeah, if you guys enjoyed the episode, leave a positive review. And you want me to start or you want to start?
You can start if you want.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a while. But I believe we already talked about where you, like, fight Team Galactic after the fourth gym. Up in,
yeah, we did.
Okay. So, yeah, after that, you just head down Route 214. You see a couple of different areas you can't get to yet. We'll probably head towards those later, maybe. We will.
I think it's after, like, the seventh gym.
Yeah. And then there's one area where you go to, like, after Giratina, but spoilers. Anyways, head towards Valor Lakefront. And then Route 213 into Pastoria City. It's a pretty, like, easy journey, I'd say. There's no towns.
I'd say there's a lot of items that
yeah.
you can find, like Pokeballs.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you can find. There's a guy in, like, the little tunnel between, or the tunnel in Valor Lakefront that'll heal your Pokemon, so that's a nice little stop. Because otherwise there's no towns in between, which is a little difficult. But luckily this guy heals up for you. And then you get to Pastoria City, which I haven't really explored yet because, I just didn't, like, feel the need to, I guess. But, and I'm pretty sure I'll come back later in the game. But there is the Safari Zone here and, of course, the next Pokemon Gym, which is basic and like, the route below it leads back up to Heart Home City, but that part is not necessary right now, so I just I basically just did stuff in this town, and then we can talk about the gym battle. That's pretty much all that happens in between. Actually, wait, don't you do you fight Barry or your rival before the gym battle?
Did you have to do that or no?
I thought I did, unless it was afterwards. I'm pretty sure. Maybe not. Maybe I'm tripping. But I remember seeing him.
Before, which...
remember seeing him, like, come out of the gym, but I don't remember if there was a fight or not.
Yeah, so... yeah. So, he was, like... literally, I was at the door of the... gym, and bro was like, really? But
bro, you cut out for like you cut out
I was
for like
gonna
20
say,
seconds.
This route, like I said, had a lot of items.
Yo, hello?
Shoot, where was I at? What was I saying?
Last thing I heard you say was something about Barry pulling up to you after or right before you enter the gym.
Yo.
Hello?
Yeah. So he showed up like literally right before you walk in the door, which was kind of dumb. I was about to just fight the gym, but his team was higher level than mine also.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I still won. For some reason, his Monferno was level 36, and he didn't evolve it.
That's crazy.
It's weird. Also, Route 213 had a lot of good items, like I was saying earlier, but the best one, I think, was the Aerial Ace TM, which you could get from using Rock Smash.
Oh, really?
Like, I used it for my flying type. Then
Nice.
yeah, like this route was pretty straightforward. Like I had a had something to do. Like shoot, you don't have a Poketch in yours, right?
No, I do not.
So I don't know if you remember, but there's an interaction Route 213 where like the hotels are at, and there's a lady standing outside, and
Oh,
she's like, I
yeah.
dropped my key. And you have to use like the dowsing machine to find it. So is that in your game at all?
I talked to the lady, but I couldn't, like, I don't have a dowsing machine, so I couldn't find it.
How'd you get in the building?
I didn't.
Oh dang.
Wait, what's in the
Should
building?
fix that. I forgot to the building, but there was a item in there.
Is it worth it or
Did
no?
good. And yeah, like I literally had to like search for this key. I had to hunt the key down.
Shoot. Oh well. I'll be okay without it.
I gotta say, it was like the first. Well, actually, there was another item too, but should fix that for your game though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's not a big deal, I guess, but it'd be nice. Because, I mean, it's hard when there's not a second screen. But I like what they did in the remake. One of the good things about it, about the remake for Diamond and Pearl, is that they did have the Poketch like in the top right corner, and you could minimize it and stuff. I thought that was pretty cool. Worked well.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, they could
Cause
do something like that in this.
I was finna ask you, on the Poketch, you could like track your steps.
Oh yeah.
I was finna ask you how many steps you had.
Yeah, I have no
But
clue.
this route was pretty straightforward, literally just going down and to the left pretty much. I battled almost all the trainers except for like the fishermen because I just didn't want to waste my time. Pressure Wake, that gym. Honestly, that's like one of like the more like memorable gyms in like all of Pokemon because I clearly remembered the gym of like hitting the buttons and raising the water. I remember doing that as a kid. I can remember it clearly.
Yeah, I agree. It's like I basically like have the path memorized now. Like know the order because of how many times I've played it. It's a
You know what's
Pikachu.
funny?
What?
I forgot that at the gyms when you beat them, you just have like an easy path to get out, but I reversed the route and went all the way back because I forgot.
Oh, really?
It took me a fat minute.
But yeah, how was the gym battle for you?
It was good. I mean, only like one or two of my Pokebot died, but yeah, he didn't even get to heal. Like his team was like a lot higher level than mine, but I used lightning on him and then some grass.
Nice.
How many Pokebot did he have in your game?
Probably four. What about you?
He had three.
Yeah, I think he has
Floatzel.
one extra in this game.
Probably has Pelipper.
Maybe? I don't know. I know this game has like sometimes they use Pokemon from different regions since like all the games are combined in this game. So usually he uses like the main three and then a random other Pokemon. It might have been Pelipper. Pelipper's a hack because it's super effective against grass.
Yeah, I was raging at Quag. It's like the Quagmire guy.
Quagsire, yeah.
The Quagsire, because he was. He's ground type, so I had to
Yeah.
switch to Torterra.
Yeah, but then you're double effective, which is nice.
Yep, I enjoyed it. But yeah, other than that, gym battle was easy. Got the badge and the TM, and then. Oh, now we're just chasing Team Galactic's tail again.
Yeah. So, did you already finish? Oh, actually, I'll talk about my gym battle. Basically, it was a little difficult since I didn't have anyone that was super effective, but I did have Butterfree, or not Butterfree, Beautifly, which isn't like, it's not a grass type, I don't think. Yeah, it's bug and flying, but it has a grass type move. But I still was able to do pretty good with that. And then actually I might have lost the first time just because of like some random stuff, but I don't remember since it's been like 3 weeks since the last episode.
Oh yeah. Wait, has it? No, I think it's been 2 weeks, right?
No, it's been a while.
Shoot.
I don't know, but yeah. The gym battle wasn't bad. I know I beat it pretty easily once I like actually got into it. But I might have lost the first time just because like I didn't have anyone that was effective.
Oh, no, this one was like probably one of my easiest ones because I had some super effective. I think the hardest one for me was like the second or
Yeah.
third. I forgot which one I lost to a couple times.
Yeah, I lost to the third one a couple times, or just once. And then second gym was easy for me.
How's your Pokédex looking?
Pokedex is looking pretty good. I haven't been like bothering to catch everyone, but finally got another member for my team. Now, so I did it after the gym. Since you can fly around now, I used fly to go back to Salacian Town, and then from there I went north where now we can get past the Psyducks. And so I went up there and caught myself a Swablu
What? I
because
forgot they're here.
yeah, so I didn't have like I've only had two members on my team for like the entire game. So it's nice to have someone else now. Once I evolve it, it'll be a peak Pokemon.
Second best dragon type?
Yes, in the game. First is Giratina.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
JK.
Garchomp's better though.
Yeah, Garchomp's better, but I just always use Garchomp, so I decided to switch it up.
True.
But yeah,
I still have the same team.
I did teach it, or I did catch a Staravia, just so I could teach it fly. But it's not gonna stay on the team, just there temporarily, until Swablu. Actually, wait, Swablu might be able to learn fly now. So.
I think they do.
Yeah, I know Altaria definitely can. So Swablu might be able to. Either way. Yeah,
The only change to my team was Luxio evolved into Luxray.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I
At like level
also
32 now.
my Monferno also evolved into Infernape.
Infergo?
Yes.
Goatnape?
And then Predator the Haunter. No evolution in sight since I don't have anyone to trade with. But that's all
Oh,
right.
trade with someone online?
Yes, yeah, I actually might. Or I'll
Does
just
that work?
actually shoot. I'm
You should like
going
on like a
home this
global chat.
weekend. I'm going home this week, so I can probably just trade with my other computer. But
Bet.
yeah, the online trading, you just like say something in the chat and hopefully someone trustworthy shows up. And then you
Yeah,
just trade
someone
with
that's not
them.
just gonna steal your dog.
Yeah, someone that'll actually trade it back. I did that before on this game, and they gave it back, so I feel like they'll be nice to me. But we'll see.
I was gonna say that would be dookie if someone kept it.
But yeah, what level is your team at right now?
So 5 gym badges in. Normally my team would be way higher. I don't know why my team's low. I think it's because I got like 4 people on my team kind of early, which is,
Yeah.
I usually don't do that. I had 4 by like the third gym, so I've been trying to space it out. But my Torterra is level 34, Luxray is level 31, and then Staravia is 29, and then Shoot, what's it called? My curly is level 24, so low.
Dang. Wait, your curly is level 24?
Yeah, bruh, because there's never any like fighting types. Like, cause bruh, they barely know any attacks.
Oh yeah. True. Yeah, my
You have to slide the EXP share.
Yes. Do you have any XP share yet?
I have one.
I don't think I have one, but I don't really need it because I just
I remember I told you when I got it. I think you like missed it or something.
Yeah, probably. Bro, wait. Did you not catch a Gible yet?
Oh?
Bro, I'm pretty sure you can catch it after the second gym.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
I thought that it was only near like Victory Road.
No, they're under the bridge, the biker bridge. That's where you catch them.
Shoot. I go back.
There's like a hidden cave in there. You might have to look it up because it's hidden, but that's where you catch it. You might need to know strength though, either strength or rock break or rock smash, one of those.
I have Rock Smash, but we even have strength in this game. I think I do have it already, actually.
I think you get it. Either, yeah, you might get it later in the game, I don't know. But bro, this next spot in the game is really annoying, where all the fog is. Because,
Yeah.
like, no matter what, I miss every single attack.
Oh wait. Oh, is that what happens here?
Yes. It's annoying. But yeah, my team right now, we got Swablu, level 28. Infernape, named Chim, level 40. We got Predator, level 38, and Sakura, who's not like just like temporarily on the team, is level 39. And
Bro,
that's my beautiful.
you would destroy my team.
Yes.
Yeah, but this next gym is gonna be good. I'm just hyped to go up to the Snow Point City or whatever it's called.
Yeah, that's the seventh gym, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, next gym we got. I can't remember the type, I think it's steel type. But there is a lot of stuff to do in between the fifth gym and then the next one. So, probably.
A lot of stuff with Team Rocket. I mean, Team Galactic.
Yeah. So, we'll probably have another episode out in like. Actually, I don't know when since it's Thanksgiving. Probably won't be grinding as much. But.
They're later, like maybe this coming weekend, or but most likely probably after this weekend, like sometime in the week.
Yeah. But yeah. Anything else to add?
Nope, I was just gonna say, if it'd be training
Yes.
week, what's your Pokedex at?
My
Have you
po
seen?
I've seen 121.
I've only seen like 98.
Bro, I'm closer to becoming a Pokemon master than you.
I'm slacking.
True.
Fog area is rage, though.
Yeah. Not looking forward to it.
Already
Especially.
made it through, you said?
No, I'm at the end, like right now.
A bit.
It's rage. But yeah. Thank you guys for listening. And we'll see you all in the next one.